Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, joined by Julie Beasley. Now, Julie, it seems like I haven't seen you and spoken with you in quite a while. Of course, this summer, the show has gone to every other week, and you were on assignment for the last show. So it seems like it's been a month or more since I've seen you. How have you been?
So we've been good. Probably been the longest stretch I've gone without seeing you in probably more than 3 years, but everything's been good on our end. I think that I could probably write a book about the last month, probably stay here and talk for half an hour of all the ups and downs we've been through. But highlights, I was on assignment during your last recording. We were in Florida with the kids. We had a really good getaway. It was time for some fun in the sun and just a mental break from reality. And after, 18 months of living in a pandemic, I would say one of the highlights is we went to the Kennedy Space Center, and that was so much fun. I'm glad we had that opportunity and got to get the kids into some STEM education, and even for myself and my husband as well. I've never been into NASA or anything in that industry, but it was definitely eye-opening for me, and it was a lot of fun. But we got some beach time with the kids and a little bit of a break, so life is good.
Now, the 4th of July was just last weekend. Did you celebrate that in any way, shape, or form?
We did. I was able to go see my parents and my sister and my nieces and went to a 4th of July parade in my hometown of Madison. We were able to celebrate a bit, and all the guys in our family set off fireworks for about an hour that Saturday evening. So it was a fun show. How about yourself? Did you get a chance to celebrate?
Saw a little bit of fireworks and did some kayaking, and it felt great. Now, fireworks, that's a hot topic these days. Folks for and against for a myriad of reasons. Are you a fan of fireworks?
I think it really depends on the location as well. I've seen a lot of people talking about saving money, essentially, and watching a public fireworks show and also saving your neighbors from hearing them late in the evening. I'm one of those, if I live in a subdivision, I don't really want to hear fireworks going off at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. We did ours with my family, more in a rural area, so not a lot of neighbors in my hometown. I think the kids love it. I love to celebrate 4th of July and our freedom, but in a reasonable space as well, I think is important.
All right. Well, today is the 9th of July. Let's take a look back at this week in history. On July the 5th, back in 1937, Spam, yes, Spam the lunch meat, was introduced into the market by Hormel Foods Corporation. And on July 6, 1885, Louis Pasteur successfully tested his vaccine against rabies on a boy who was bitten by a rabid dog. On July the 7th, in 1898, United States President William McKinley signed the Newlands Resolution, which annexed Hawaii as a territory for the United States. And on July the 8th, 1947, reports are broadcast that a UFO crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico, in what became known as the Roswell UFO incident. And that is still a hot topic today. And on July the 9th, 1877, the inaugural Wimbledon Tennis Championships began. And our celebrity birthday today, turning 65, you know him, you love him, Mr. Tom Hanks. Now, Julie, favorite Tom Hanks performance?
I'd say the first thing that pops into my mind is Mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So that's what comes to my mind from Forrest Gump.
Well, he's done quite a bit through the years. And I've got to say, he's grown considerably as a performer, as an actor. But I prefer a lot of his comedy stuff. I liked him in Splash. I liked his work in television before he got into film as well.
Very loved actor. Today on the show, we welcome Nikki Stewart with the Bloomington Trash and Fashion Show and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon and the music of Lexi Minnig. But first, your local news headlines are brought to us by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance, as well as investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, you can find them online at asbofindiana.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
Terre Haute Police Detective Greg Ferency, a 30-year department veteran, was shot and killed earlier this week. The incident occurred in Terre Haute outside of a federal office building behind the Vigo County Courthouse. Detective Ferency had been assigned as a liaison working in collaboration with the FBI. Although a suspect is in custody, very little else is currently being released regarding the shooting as of right now. The FBI has been assigned jurisdiction in this investigation.
The Indiana State Police is well underway with a process of issuing body-worn and in-car cameras to its troopers across the entire state, a process which started in early June and is expected to take until late August to complete. In August of 2020, Governor Eric Holcomb mandated the ISP would adopt and implement a body-worn camera system by the spring of 2021. Since the governor's announcement, extensive research and testing has been conducted to ensure the system implemented would best meet their needs. And all nearly 800 body-worn camera systems will be put into the field for uniformed troopers and sergeants assigned to patrol duties, Capitol Police officers, and specific special operations units. The cost associated with this project is approximately $15 million over a period of 5 years.
Several new Indiana laws have recently taken effect. Lawful Hoosier gun owners no longer have to pay a fee to obtain a lifetime license to carry a handgun thanks to the passage of House Enrolled Act 1001. Hoosiers can visit in.gov/ISP to apply for a free 5-year or lifetime license or renew current permits. The process to legally purchase a handgun remains the same. Also, House Enrolled Act 1384 designated middle school students to complete a semester-long civics education course to learn about their government and how to be engaged voters. Visit iga.in.gov for more information on these and other new laws.
Attorney General Todd Rokita has filed a multi-state lawsuit against Google over alleged monopolistic practices used by the digital giant to thwart competition and maintain unfair control over markets for Android app distribution and Android in-app payment processing. An investigation joined by 37 state attorneys general revealed that Google is abusing its market control in the digital economy through Google Play, an app store that comes pre-installed on nearly every Android device. The lawsuit seeks broad injunctive relief sufficient to forbid the repetition of such practices.
In partnership with the City of Bloomington, Ivy Tech Community College is now accepting applications for participation in the second cohort of the Biomanufacturing Technician Apprenticeship Program, taking place July 12th through 30th at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences on the Ivy Tech Bloomington campus. The program is a free 3-week training program that prepares students for high-quality jobs in Bloomington's robust life sciences manufacturing sector. The deadline to submit an application for participation has been extended to Saturday, July the 10th.
Spring Mill State Park is celebrating Gus Grissom Weekend on Saturday, July 17th and Sunday, July 18th, with a host of memorial events honoring the astronaut who was the second American to fly in space and was born and raised in Mitchell, Indiana. Space-related activities for children, a Gus artifacts table, guided tours of the Gus Grissom Memorial, and several other planned activities will provide a weekend of discovery. More information on this and upcoming events, you can contact Spring Mill State Park at 812-849-3534. And those are your local headlines. We'll be right back here with more on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com. Welcome back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network, and that was the music of Lexi Minnick. Our community update is brought to us today by the world famous, family-friendly Porthole and the gem of Lake Lemon. The Porthole features amazing food. You're going to want to try their catfish and their pizzas as well. And their outdoor live music schedule is underway, including every other Tuesday they host the Bloomington Blues Jam. Check them out on Facebook for more details. A fair of the arts will take place at Switchyard Park. Shop for art and fine crafts handmade by local and regional artists the third Friday of each month, July through October, from 5 to 8 p.m. After shopping for some local art, make sure to check out the food trucks outside on the pavilion lawn for Food Truck Fridays. Friday, July 16th is the next Fair of the Arts at Switchyard Park in Bloomington.
This evening, we're joined by Nikki Stewart Ingersoll with the Bloomington Trash and Fashion event. Good evening, Nikki. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. So I'm learning a little bit about Bloomington Trash and Fashion. I understand the event has been going on for more than 10 years here in Bloomington. Can you give us a little bit of history and perspective of what Bloomington Trash and is and how it got started?
Yeah, so Bloomington Trashin has, we're getting ready to have our 12th show, and the first show happened on Earth Day in, I guess it would have been 2009, and it was held at the Bloomington Convention Center. So that was the first show, and since that time, it has, there's been a change in venue here and there. It was held at the Convention Center for a number of years. Then we went over to the Buskirk Chumley, and it's been held there for some time. Last year, with COVID, there was not a show, but we did pull together a sort of a music video screen dance as an offering to our community and to keep people involved and excited about the event. And then this year, we're doing our show at Switchyard Park Pavilion. But we do plan on being back for year 13 at the Buskirk Chumley, which we already have reserved. So we're excited about that, too.
So you're very happy to be back in person.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's still, of course, not business as usual. But it is, it's more, you know, normal than last year, let's say.
Yeah. Now, Nikki, when you talk about business as usual, go ahead and talk to us about what is business as usual. What is this Trash and Fashion show?
Yeah, so it is it's an annual event, and it is the Bloomington Trash and Refashion Runway Show. So it plays out like a high fashion runway show. Of course, it's a small event in a small town, so there are some differences. But that's the general vibe, is that we have models coming out in one of two categories, either trashin or refashion, and they're coming out in designs that either they have created and are modeling, or someone has created and asked that person to model, walking a runway of sorts. As I said, it's mostly been the last so many years have been at Buskirk Chumley, so walking the stage is a runway there. And there are 80 to 90 different designs that walk the runway. And it plays out in about, has played out in about a 2-hour show, an hour for what we call refashion, which are items that are put together from clothing materials that have been upcycled, reused, and salvaged. And then we usually do an intermission with some entertainment. And our second part of our show typically is trashin, which is 90% or more of what the person is wearing in a head-to-toe outfit is made of materials that were never intended to be worn as clothing. So we get a lot of very interesting designs in both categories, and the designs run the spectrum from being something that you might not even know was trashin or refashion. And you might walk by someone on the street and just think, oh, that's a neat outfit, but not think twice about it. And other items are more like art installation pieces. Very not practical, but make a definite statement.
I recall seeing a post on Facebook a few weeks ago, and it may or may not have been related to this, but it was somebody who had created a prom dress, and it was completely out of tape and a trash bag. So I'm assuming, I'm just picturing what some of these outfits might look like yes. with those who are entering. Who is eligible to enter to be part of the Bloomington Trash and Fashion Show? Are there any requirements? Is it completely open to the public? And how many entries do you take?
Yeah. So, well, what you just mentioned, a prom dress made out of tape and a trash bag, I think that's a perfect example of trashin. That would fit right into our trashin, the trashin portion of our runway show. So we don't have any real rules. It is, we're happy to call it an all ages, family friendly event. So we do have little bitty designers and models, and we have kids in elementary school on up. We certainly pull in students from IU, including even this summer. We've got some IU students involved. And then it just goes from there. We have, I'm trying to think, maybe our oldest participant, we might have participants in their 80s, that might be. But gosh, you know, let's get some older people in here. That'd be fine. So anyone can offer up a design. We do have a process where we put out a call for designs and people submit pictures and description so we can see what they're making, materials that they're working with. And we like to see it on a person or at least on a mannequin type thing. Most of the time that we have been doing trashin, we have been able to, with a very, very few exceptions, accept all the designs that have been offered for the show. So it's very inclusive. And the skill level goes from someone who doesn't even maybe sew and got something put together with glue and tape to folks that we have a couple of professors in art and design at IU who are submitting for the show.
Now, Nikki, this is a pretty interesting concept, and I'm very intrigued. I'm going to try to check out your show, and we're going to get into what this year's show is about when we come back from a break. But before we go into a break, real quickly, tell us about yourself and how you got involved, and maybe just throw in a tad bit or two about the history of this organization, how this all came about.
Yeah, so I'll start with more of like the broad history. It started with Center for Sustainable Living, which is here in Bloomington. And the Center for Sustainable Living has various projects that are, it's an umbrella thing, and then there's the projects. One of the projects is Discardia, which is a wonderful project of Center for Sustainable Living that focuses on reusing materials by way of clothing. So one of the things that Discardia has done for years is they have a mending day at the public library. People come in, and again, this has been off the table since COVID has been going on. Hopefully we'll get restarted with that before too long. But people come in from the community. There's no charge. You come into the library, you bring a garment, and either we show you how to put that button back on, or we do that for you if you're not capable of doing something like that. People bring in things like, oh, this zipper broke, and can we get a zipper replaced on a coat or him put in a pair of pants, so that people understand that there's not just, it's broken, we throw it away. It's okay, it's broken, so what can we do with it now? Can we fix it? And if we can't fix it and get it back to what it was, what could we break these parts down and how could we use them? And Discardia was there. And then Jean Limecooler, who was with Center for Sustainable Living and Discardia, had seen some trash and refashion runway stuff going on around the globe and thought, oh, this is really, really cool. This is really awesome. And I think Bloomington could embrace something like this. So it was her and the folks that she was with at that time that really took to the idea and then created the event, made it happen. And that was so many years ago. And it's gone on since that time. That's how it really got started. And Jean Limepooler sort of, we attribute her bringing it here to Bloomington into our attention and really getting the ball rolling. And then as for me personally, I got involved when I moved to Bloomington in 2016. And it was sometime after that, I got involved in the 2017 show. I was listening to local radio and I heard a call for models for this trash and refashion runway show. And I was so intrigued by it because I've always been a reduce, reuse, recycle person. It also really scared me because I thought, ooh, modeling, that sounds really putting yourself out there. And, I don't really know what that's all about, but I followed up with it and it ended up that I recognized someone there. They came over and said, oh, hey, yeah, I designed for this show and I need a model. Just went from there. The next year I went back and did some designing myself. And then the next year I got on the steering committee and then here I am and doing it all. So it's, I'm all in. And it's an incredible organization and an incredible group of people who are really focused on creativity, problem solving, sustainability, community. And we're able to pull it all together with this marvelous show that we get to do once a year.
Nikki, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have you talk all about this year's Trash and Refashion. Is that what it's called? The Trash Bloomington Trash and Refashion Show?
Yeah, the runway show. Yes.
All right. You're listening to What's Happening right here on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them, but call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Julie Beasley here along with Skip Daly. And again, we're joined back after commercial with Nikki Stewart Ingersoll. Our music this month that you just heard there is by Lexi Minnick. Now, Nikki, back from our conversation before we went to break, we've talked a lot about the history of the Bloomington Trash and Refashion Runway Show. Can you talk a little bit about this year's event? As I understand, the next event is coming up here in just a few weeks at Switch Red Park in Bloomington. So can you give us a little bit of the who, what, when, where, why, all of that for this year's event?
Yeah, for sure. So the event will be on Sunday, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30 at the Switchyard Park Pavilion, and the show will begin at 7. We usually have a couple hour show, but this year we have just about half of the usual submissions for designs that we normally have with, again, the pandemic effect still going on. So our show will run from about 7 to 8, maybe 8:15. And again, that's at the Switchyard Park Pavilion. It is a LEED certified building, which is really nice. That matches with what we have going on for sure, doing right by the environment as best we can. And the pavilion was chosen for a lot of different reasons. One of the things being that the sides of the pavilion are garage doors. There's several of them. Those doors on the pavilion can be open or closed. We thought, regardless of what's going on, we would have that option to have both sides of this building open, making it almost like outdoor. We felt like it was a good place to settle on to have our show, which is normally in March. So this year it's summer, just pushed us out a little further so we can feel safer and better about having a gathering of folks. We are selling tickets on Eventbrite this year, and people can buy their ticket on Eventbrite. You just hop on and search Bloomington Trash In, and tickets are $10. We also have those links on our Facebook page, which is Bloomington Trash In. And then we also have it on our webpage, which is bloomingtontrashin.org. And we are a not-for-profit, so all of the money goes to supporting the production of the show. And in the past, any extra money we've had has gone back through our CSL, Community for Sustainable Living, and supporting other projects that are going on.
You said you have about half as many entrants as you did in previous years. So what number are we looking at this year?
Yeah, so on our number of entrances this year, we have 45. So that's 45 individual designs that have been submitted by designers. And it'll be 45 individuals wearing those designs and walking the runway. So normally we have between 80 and 90 in years past, non-COVID years. And it's a fairly even split. We have a few more refashion, a few less trash in, but that's pretty typical of how the show breaks up as well. It seems to be even a little more tricky stretching oneself and the imagination and the creativity to make an outfit from trash than it is making an outfit from materials that actually at some point were intended to be clothing.
If there's a listener that had never heard of the event before and is thinking about maybe entering next year, can you throw a quick pitch of why you're really passionate about it and why we'd invite others to help join and enter for upcoming years?
There's a lot of different ways to get involved. And, you know, probably our website or the Facebook page is the quickest way to go and find out. So bloomingtontrashin.org or on Facebook, Bloomington Trashin. We put out a call for entries, usually around December. Folks at any different skill level, at any different age, can enter a design idea. It can even start out, maybe it starts out as a sketch on paper and a written description. So there's various stages of the process. And so, you know, if someone wants to get involved, we want to hear from them. It's an incredible way to come together with other like-minded folks to have a sense of community, to come together for a common cause, which is putting on our show every year, but also the bigger cause of what are we going to do with all this stuff? You know, something breaks or something doesn't fit or something gets a stain or a hole on it. Do we just throw it away? And, you know, the answer is no, you don't have to just throw it away. There's so many things that can be done. And so wrapping your mind around that and trying to come up with, well, if I can't throw this away, what on earth could I do with it? And really just stretching yourself to come up with something that either would be functional or aesthetically pleasing. If you can wear it, maybe it makes people laugh. Maybe it makes people really like think about something. It's walking wearable art. So when you put something like this together, you're creating. It's an expression, and it becomes bigger than just the individual. And it's just an incredible thing to be a part of in any number of different ways.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds like an incredible event. It sounds like it helps to encourage environmentalism and sustainable living. And I'm going to check it out myself. You said July 25th at the Bloomington Switchyard Park.
That's absolutely correct. Thank you.
All right. We'll check out Bloomington Trashin' on Facebook and BloomingtonTrashin.org. We'd also like to thank our friends over at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And of course, this month we feature the music of Lexi Minnick. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us Fridays as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.